So there's always an opportunity in this in-between period when people are arriving in the shrine room to spend a bit of time establishing your own posture and just kind of reconnecting with a familiar supportive posture, making sure you've got the stability in the base, the balance on the sitting bones, and the openness in the chest that comes from having a good support for the weight of your arms and your hands, so the shoulder blades can relax down the back. So we're going to be doing a mudita bhavana, which is a sort of variant of the metta bhavana, that's just focusing on the positive. In the same way that we were focusing on the positive earlier, so not excluding anything, just choosing a particular centre of attention. So in the second stage, I'd like you to think of someone you can bring to mind who you really enjoy the company of. So it might be because you just find them very pleasant to be around, it might be because you find them very inspiring in some way. So traditionally this is called a boon companion. And then we'll go on from there to a neutral person, a difficult person, and then opening it up in the usual way. And I'll provide a sort of light lead through as we go through that's sort of slanted towards this approach of taking an interest in what's pleasant and positive in our experience. Established a supportive meditation posture, we begin the practice by relaxing into that. So with the body balanced, we can relax the muscles that no longer need to hold us upright. And we can relax into an open posture. From there, sort of picking out this quality of openness in the body. And perhaps finding an associated quality of openness in the mind, in the awareness. A quality of undefendedness. That's welcoming to everything in experience. And whatever's there in our experience is welcome to have a place in the breadth of our awareness. And from there again, picking up whatever's pleasurable, positive in our experience, our physical experience, or in our relationship to experience, in our state of mind. by being with this aspect of our experience with a kindly, sensitive awareness. Taking some time to explore, spend time with, turn over in the mind, whatever's pleasant, alive, engaging and vital. So we're engaging with this first stage of self-metta as a practice of bringing a sensitive, kindly awareness to our experience in the moment. Finding that place of love from which we can be with our experience. Second stage, bring to mind someone in whom you find pleasure in the company of. You enjoy being with them, being around them. It might be someone you find inspiring, or it might be someone you just like to hang out with. As you do so, picking up on that quality of delight, enjoyment, perhaps inspiration, that their company brings to life. devoting this stage of the practice to exploring that, taking an interest in that, engaging with that. As you engage, noticing whether the experience changes, and noticing whether the quality of awareness, of attention, of being present with, whether that changes. welcoming them into this awareness, and seeing if the momentum of the practice can bring this mind that delights into relationship with this neutral person. However your mind responds, bringing this open, sensitive, kindly awareness in which all experience, all responses are welcome in the breadth of awareness. And at the center of our attention, we're particularly taking interest in anything positive in our experience in relation to this person, this living, breathing human being. bringing to mind someone you're having difficulty with. Without relating to them exclusively on the basis of that difficulty. So fully acknowledging, fully accepting the difficulty that's there. And at the same time, exploring to see if there's something in the sense of them, the experience of bringing them to mind, that has more of a quality of ease, of lightness, of vitality, and of kindly awareness. this as a letting go. And picking up the quality of delight, engagement, kindly awareness and interest that's there in our relation to experience. It's been there in our relation to each person and each stage. And we're letting go of any particular awareness of any specific individual. So we're just opening to that quality of awareness itself. The way kindness and delight, interest and engagement is there in her mind. Not directed at anyone in particular, so that it just radiates out potentially to anyone at all. This open, appreciative, expansive awareness, something we can relax into. Above and below and all directions, open and expansive, radiating this mind of loving kindness. Just as a mother would love her only child, but now unbounded.
Ratnasambhava Tran. Om 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 Ratnasambhava Tran.